everybody. It is Bill Bauman, and I am just tickled, honored, thrilled to welcome you to a new year. Don't I sound like a used car salesman? This is like too good. I should be on television. No, I shouldn't. I should be on this teleseries right now as we speak. So, hi, happy new year. Welcome, 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 and welcome to our January sacred, beautiful, wonderful, exquisite time together. I am thrilled to welcome you. I just am wrapping my big fat arms all around you. And I want to invite each and every one of us just to feel held and loved and embraced for this next hour, because it's not just a beautiful, sacred hour. It's an hour when we're just bathing in each other's embrace, in the beauty of the life that's here and given us, and we're here to celebrate. And when I get to talking about whatever we're going to talk about this evening, it'll give the word celebrate a special time, special meaning. So I have a few announcements. The first one is that it's a fact. It's a fact I read, and I know you're interested in it. The fact is this. Did you know that a blue whale's heart is roughly the size of a Volkswagen Beetle car? Yes, it's very true. I know you're saying, no, Bill, don't tell me it's true. It really is true. And why do you want to know that? Well, because you're just so interested. And probably just yesterday, you were thinking about blue whales, and you were thinking, why is it that somewhere in my fantasy I want to be like a blue whale? Well, the answer is it's because they have such huge hearts. Woo, that was a stretch. Anyway, the next announcement I have is more like a test. You have to figure out whether this is a joke or whether it's not. So here it is. The question is, why do French people love snails, escargot, snails, so much? No, that's not the answer. Nope, not that either. Okay, here's the answer. It's because they really hate fast food. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Good. Thank you so much. That was marvelous. So that's the end of all my ridiculous announcements. Another one is that Donna and I especially, Donna, who is here on the other line, really want to give our loving support to every one of you who have been affected by this severe cold weather over these last many days, and just pour our love out to you and our support to you. And then beyond that, just our loving support to every one of us who are living the human life. My next announcement is that this last Monday, January 6th, Donna and I celebrated our 46th wedding anniversary. Could you believe that? I remember when I was 10 years old looking ahead at the year 2000 and saying, oh, my God, if I ever lived that long, I would be ancient, and I will surely never live that long. So I never thought I would live to be 46, but hey, what the heck. Since we got married right on our birthday, right the day we were born, we are 46 years old. And speaking of Donna, I would like to invite Donna to say hello if she would like to do that. And while she's making up her mind, I would like to thank her on behalf of everybody on the webcast for these beautiful, beautiful slides and photos that she has mounted up there for your viewing pleasure. Donna, would you like to say hi to us?
Sure. I just want to welcome everybody for the new year and join with what Bill has said. We've been here in Vegas and very blessed in every way in our lives. And as we turn on the news and we see how many people around the country have really suffered in this last week, that we want to try to extend our oneness to everyone. So thank you for joining us tonight, and I'll give it back to Bill.
Thank you, Donna. That was beautiful. And guess what? I would love to have all of us say hi to each other. And in just a few seconds, I'm going to unmute all of us so you don't have to do anything. And just in this embrace, it's for those of us who are on the phone, we can be verbal about it. For those of us on the web, you can be verbal too if you want. It's just the sound of it won't come through, but your blue whale heart will certainly be felt by us. And for everyone, and there are a considerable number of people write and tell me this. For everyone who will be listening to this later, we just include you in this beautiful embrace. So right now I have all of us unmuted. Hello, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello,
everyone. Oh, my God. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I can't stand it. And I don't hate fast food like those French people do. So anyway, I love you all. This is just such a wonderful time together. So just before I start yakking away, I haven't been doing that already, I would like to share with you a little bit, just something of the New Year's Eve dreams that I had. You know, we oftentimes will have birthday dreams, like the night before our birthday. It's like somehow our soul or the big baby within us somehow influences our dreams and shares something with us. It's either a message or a vision for the next year. Well, I don't think I've ever had any of those on New Year's Eve as a New Year's dream, but I did this time. And this time I actually had several dreams, and each one of those dreams went on and on. It seemed like the night went on forever. But the gist, the summary, the bottom line of all the dreams was that it's a new year, and it's filled with new possibilities. And the bigger word is it's filled with new powers, new powers, new freedoms. And these dreams were given to me for me, certainly, and strongly, but equally I felt were given to me as an embodiment of us. And so we are, excuse me, I just knocked my cute little headset right off of my head. That's adorable. So we, you and I, are a unity. We're I don't know if I'd use the word community, we're a togetherness. We share an amazing spirit. And I feel like those dreams were not just an announcement, but a real invitation to each and every one of us to really look within us for that power that really is here, that authority, that creative juice that is here for creating, in whatever way we want to say it, a new self, a new set of possibilities, a new life, a new opening, or whatever it feels like this year is an invitation to you for. So I just really wanted to share that because I feel like it really was our dream as much as mine. So I sat down a while back and I just opened up to what our shared spirit in this January, this beginning of 2014, this sacred new year, what our shared spirit wanted us to be hanging out in, both conceptually and, if you will, sacredly, spiritually, as even like an initiation. So it feels like this hour is really an initiation among other initiations that you're in the middle of for this year, but a deep initiation into not just the focus of this year, but the, again, the power of this year. So maybe what I'm going to be talking about is an extension of that very dream that we had together. And this is the title that came to me. It's an interesting title. Being human, what's that about? Now you can put any tone to that you would like, but it's really all about, ooh, what is this human thing? And you know, I notice I spend a lot of my time actually translating what being human is to people who come to me and are silly enough or crazy enough to reach out to me for support, and helping people embrace humanness, experience humanness, live humanness, not primarily in some of the ways that they've maybe been living it, not primarily in an old story about it, but in terms of what it is for that person. And I say that person like I'm focusing on you and I'm saying the person of you. I say that because we're all, and this is Humanness 101, we all know this, we're all unique. And yes, we can make some generalities about being human, which I'm probably going to do here as I talk on. But only you can really know what being human is for you. And I used to, years back, because I was driven for so many years to figure out what is humanness, and no sooner did I feel like, ooh, you know what, I think I got it. I think I've got it figured, sorted out. I think I understand what humanness is. That no sooner did that happen than I started getting led into each singular person. And I realized that everything I learned about humanness in general, about the collective human, about human nature, quote-unquote, everything I learned, it shifted to the back burner. Because the only thing that matters is what being human is for you, to you, in you, through you, about you, around you. What the you is. In the human form of you, in the human expression of you, in the human feeling of you, in the human juice of you. It's like, to me, there is no other creature like you. And I do not mean that superficially or just as some cute little adage that we throw out. I mean it to the depths of my being. One of the reasons I still strangely love talking to people individually, and actually probably like talking to people individually a little more than as a group, is because I get to have the utter privilege of hanging out in that person's world. And when I'm with, like if I'm just spending this moment with you, which I feel like I am, forget everybody else. No, don't do that. Or do it, whatever. But if I'm just with you, to me, your world, your humanness, yourself is totally sacred. It's absolutely individualized, unique, one of a kind, custom designed, custom made, and in a sense, unable to be replicated by anyone else. And in that sense, you are totally beautiful and perfect and right within yourself. In that sense, you don't need any external reference. You don't need a Bill Bauman. You don't need a teacher, a guru, a healer, a whatever. You don't need a mirror out there. And, of course, part of being human is we have those mirrors and we have those connections, and that's all wonderful. But so I'm not calling us away from any of that, but I'm making a point by saying we don't have to have that for our own awareness of what being human is when we just kind of go into the center of our own being, go into that treasure chest, that truth, that grounded space of knowing that is right smack dab in the middle of our being, and that in whatever is its natural style in you wants to give that truth to you. So I would love for this evening, even though my words are going to be a little more generalized out here, to be a time when my words are simply an echo of a much deeper, more powerful, beautiful knowing, grasping truth, an alive, living truth within you of this is the human me, and this is what being human is about for me and in me. And just as a personal invitation, a personal hint, a personal powerful sharing of something that means so much to me, I deeply believe you don't have to model yourself on or even against anybody's version of being human. You don't even have to know what the collective belief about what being human is about is. all you need to know is you. And so the hint, the invitation that I'm just putting out there for each of us is, wow, just this evening, at this beginning of this 2014 new year with new possibilities, let's go to the ground of those possibilities within our self, within this beautiful self. One of the real reasons I think we became Westerners for the most part when we were born, and I recognize many were not born in the West, but maybe you moved here. So one of the reasons that we're in the West or connected to the West or feel oriented to the West is that in the West there's this focus on individuality, there's this focus on self, whereas in some other parts of the world the focus is to varying degrees more on the group, the family, the society, the whole, the unity. And so there's a little more focus on individuality, and I have come to believe that if we hang out in this individual self that we are, the truth that in other old societies, other times, other orientations would come from the whole can absolutely come from within us. I believe in you. I believe in the truth of you. I believe that if you and as you just open, as we're all doing through these words and in this time, as we all just open to sinking into the core truth of this self, this truth, number one, probably doesn't invite us much to look at the external mirror of humanness. It invites us to look at the unique design, the unique paradigm, the unique energy field, the unique mindset, the unique quality, the unique setup makeup, the unique energy of this self, the unique consciousness, the unique you. Knowing that if we in this hour just hang out there, oh, the whole truth is there. So as background, while you're doing that, I feel like I'd like to share just some thoughts and some insights about what I'll just call this mysterious thing called human. And I just jotted down about five things I think being human is. But please, as you listen, and if you listen, and feel free to tune out all my words. Almost every time I give a talk, I get at least one email from somebody who says, thanks for your talk. I did not hear a word you said. Tuesday evening, I some of you may be a part of it. I was doing this class for the Mystic Christ, that this seven-month immersion course that we're doing. And I got an email the next day saying, thank you so much. I heard you say hello, and I woke up again when you were inviting us all to say goodbye, and I don't have the slightest idea what you said, but I woke up this morning feeling so free. And so it's really not in my words. So if you feel like listening, please by all means do so. But no, I will absolutely not take any offense if you tune me out and if you just hang out in the depths of your own being. So I think one of the first things about being human, and I think conceptually most of what I'm going to say you probably already know, but one of the first things about being human that grabs me anyway is that being human is an amazing display, a display in our minds, a display in our energies, in our feelings, an amazing display of what being divine is, of a divine everything. Divine light and divine truth and divine wisdom and divine love and divine power and divine creativity and divine grace and divine expansiveness and divine possibility. Just keep going with what Muslims would call the 99 qualities of the divine, or however many there may be, and just know that those are all there, and yes, those are in what we might call godhood. God, nature. I was talking to somebody, the beautiful, beautiful person this morning for several hours, and the person said, oh, I realize now I'm getting invited into godhood. And I didn't say it because the moment was too sacred. It was too precious and serious. But I felt like saying, yes, welcome to the hood. And, oh, it's too good. I knew you'd love that. I just knew it. I loved it, and I didn't even say it until right now. So it's all about whatever is godhood, but this being human is the display of that. This is the this may be a lousy analogy. This is the art center, if you will, the art field of the divine, where all the art pieces of the divine are on display in you. In you and me and us, but in you especially. And why are you put together just the way you are? Is so that you can experience this art piece, that divine quality, this special something about you in your own way, in a way that is not just custom designed, but has built-in fulfillment built into it, not just the possibility, but the design for fulfillment of all this divine in the display, in the expression, in the manifestation of that out here. And it does that in a three-dimensional space, in a duality-oriented space, in a material space, in an energetic space. And so in this three-dimensional, juicy self that we are, all the way from our body to our energy to our emotion to our mind to our spirit, we have everything that is divine. That's the first thing that being human means to me. The second thing it means is that being human is, it's a unique opportunity to create. And just years back, I remember just sitting for months at a time, doing nothing, I'm sure, other than sitting. And that's not true. And just looking at humanness and asking myself the question, what is humanness in its core? And at the end of that time, the singular bottom line answer that came to me, it's oversimplified a bit, but the simplified answer came to create. Why are we here? We're here to create. And I started looking at it, and I realized that every society, every religion, every culture has its creation story, its creation myth. You look at Native American or Native Indigenous peoples, the each of them has a creative a story of creation. It's like the turtle being the foundation of creation in some Native stories. And in Judeo-Christian Muslim context, the Garden of Eden and the Book of Genesis is a creation story. But we have thousands and thousands of creation stories. So what I'm implying with all that is that with each of those stories, we're telling ourselves it's all about creation. And the stories are about how we got created. But if we look at it, every moment of created life is creation. So yes, there was the big bang of creation. There was the let there be light of creation. There was the beginning of creation. But there is, in every moment, a renewed creation. And when I had those dreams on New Year's Eve, I woke up from those dreams, that was the thought that flowed through my mind is, oh, it's time for a new creation. It's time for a fresh creative juice and power, and we'll get to that. So being human, second theme, is this amazing opportunity to create. So one of the things that we are as an embodiment of the divine is we are a creator. We are a creatress. We are beings who have the calling and the power and the nature to create our lives, to create our person, to create our world, to create relationships, to create our minds, to create our success, to create our external expression, to create our emotions, to create our bodies, to be this powerful creator. And one of the reasons I think that that came to me in such a strong way, wow, we are here to create, is because that's the joy of being human. We're here to let the divine splash out in, through, and around us, and we're here to participate, second to participate in that amazing creation by, A, letting go and letting God create our lives, and B, being that God to create our lives. And so the third quality, the third aspect of being human, the third thing that comes to me about what is being human about, to me, it's an experience. It's an experience. We're not just robots. We're not just, and I see this next analogy with all loving adoration of and respect for the world of ants. But I say we're not just ants, meaning that we don't just kind of fall in line and kind of autonomically do whatever. And I that is so unfair to ants. Please, ants, spirit of ants, forgive me forever. But you get my point. So we're not just here as intellectual computers. We are here for a full, vibrant, dynamic experience. We're here to have the privilege of experiencing the energies of life, the feelings of emotion, the thoughts, the thoughts that run not just through our conscious mind but through every realm of our consciousness. We're here to experience love, to experience sexuality, to experience intimacy and relationships, to experience our body, to experience the earth, to experience nature, to experience infinity in the middle of finiteness and through the eyes of finiteness. So as we look up into the infinite sky at night and the endless stars that are there twinkling and shining and beaming their big smiles back at us, we're here to experience all of that, not just as the stars out there, but as this experiencer of these stars, where the stars touch us and awaken us and awaken our feeling and awaken our juice. And we're here to experience divinity in the middle of humanness, to experience the universe, the endless, amazing, vast universe in the middle of a finite self that is in awe of all of that. So we're here to experience everything. So imagine yourself if just there were this permission for you to experience it all. Experience in every moment, in every second, to experience whatever is on your plate in its fullness. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity. It's the blessing of being human. The fourth quality of being human, like what is human about, is, and I referred to this way up front, being human is an adventure in individuality. It's an adventure not in just divinity out there and not just being lifted up into divinity like in so many spiritual systems. The path to realization, enlightenment, is to transcend the human and be in this beautiful, divine, light-filled world, which is exquisite and wonderful, and I would be the last to call anyone away from that. And yet, that all of that divinity, all of that light, all of that extreme, enormous bliss of creation, all of that out there is equally alive in this self, this individuality, this person, this being, this presence, this body, this soul, this self that you are, that I am. And this is where, in this individual self, we can experience all of the above. Everything I talked about experience, experiencing energies, feelings, relationships, infinity, experience it all right here. Some of you have heard me say in other talks that sometimes I just hang out in my own body, and I watch every cell in my body be not just like, but literally be the physical embodiment of all the stars in the universe. And we have hundreds of trillions of stars or of cells and of atoms in our body. And they all twinkle. They all are charged by the Big Bang that comes when every electron in every atom comes alive. And that electron, just like our sun and any star, like with solar flares, like moves its power out into the world around it. So every cell in our body does the same thing. That's just one example. I hang out in every chakra, and in every chakra there is the juice. In one chakra, the root chakra, there's the juice of the earth. And so I just experience the totality of earth in that root chakra. I experience the totality of the elements, earth, air, fire, water, in those lower chakras. In the solar plexus chakra, I experience energy and feeling and emotion and vibrancy and aliveness. In my heart, I experience love. But to say it even more powerfully, I take everything that is infinite, and everything that's infinite lives in those chakras. We put our focus on the human facets that are in those chakras. But even more than that, everything that is in those chakras. And I could go on and on about what's in the conscious mind and the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind. And those of you who have been with me long enough are saying, oh, no, please, Bill, don't do it again. And lucky you, I won't. But if I did, I would say all of creation and everything that's beyond creation, even the quantum emptiness of it all, is right here in this sacred individuality that you are. It's amazing. And so in this self, we can experience everything in our bodies, in our thoughts, our emotions, everything in our dreams. When we dream at night, when we have daydreams, everything in our creative instincts, in our beliefs, in our drives, it's all right there. All of creation is here. And that's why, in a sense, even though we're here to reach out to and engage with all of creation, we don't need it, because it's all here in this amazing self that we are. And if I may talk about the fifth of the qualities of being human, like what is human about? It's about creation. It's a magnificent opportunity in every minute to experience all of the above, but to create. And I'm going to use the word new, and this comes back to the dream, if you will, to create a new self, to create a new world within that self, to create maybe a new consciousness, a new dream, a new outcome, a new direction, a new fill-in-the-blank, whatever it is that as you enter this new year, as you open up to the fresh gifts and the energies that are here in this year, some of which are meant to be downloaded and uploaded in our being this very evening, as you do that, You open to the question, what is the invitation for this year? What is it that my all-knowing soul is inviting me to? What is it that my wise body is saying, this is what's on the plate for us. This is how we create our body anew. What is it that our vast, dynamic, rich, energied being is saying, these are the energies that are here to come alive in this moment, in this month, in this year? And whether we get a tangible answer to those questions or not, there is this truth that's beaming, that's living, that's alive, that's powerful in each and every one of us. And this very truth has our name on it. And it brings with it a power. So, those are thoughts I have about what being human is. maybe I'm projecting because maybe that's what it is to varying degrees for me, and maybe I'm just expressing what it's been for a lot of people I hang out with. But in contrast, as we all know, if we just look at our days, sometimes we say, gee, I seem to have spent a lot of this day not consciously in tune with those things Bill's talking about, but feeling limited by the issues that are in my life, the sort of held back by the themes, the seeming limitations. Well, whoops, I've got something ringing. What would that be? Are you all done? Are you hearing that ring? Hello? Hello? Oh dear, the ring stopped. Donna, you're not hearing me, are you? I'm gonna unmute everybody, and just if you can still hear me, all say yes if you will. You are now unmuted.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Actually, you're lucky. I didn't ask you if you're glad you can hear me. So whew, good. I shut you off before we got to that part. Whew, excellent. So that's cool. I don't know how that little ring got there, but anyway. So oftentimes we're not consciously in the theme I'm talking about. So I feel like my invitation to us, or our invitation to ourselves, if we will, for this moment, this beginning of this year, is let's open ourselves to the spirit of humanness. Remember, there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. A lot of times if we focus on the letter of humanness, we borrow the collective human story about it, and we play. I just talked to somebody recently this week, and the conversation was so much about, I'll use the word shame and guilt and unworthiness, and this person sort of fighting for his life, if you will, from a place of feeling not permissioned to be free, and so like having to punch his way out of a paper bag. And so you noticed in my fivefold description that wasn't in there. It wasn't in there because I deeply believe, careful, there's a hypnotic suggestion here, spoiler alert, because I deeply believe that none of that needs to be our story unless we feel called to it, unless we feel like it is our truth, unless we feel like our soul's wisdom says, yes, Bill, hang out there. Be unworthy. Be limited, etc. And, of course, that was an easy thing to say because there aren't too many of us who will say, yeah, that's my total calling in life. So instead of that letter of humanness, let's open ourselves to the spirit of humanness. The spirit of humanness. And I believe the spirit is what, from within your core, from your soul, from within your heart, from within your all-knowing body, from within the depths of your consciousness, it's that spirit that's been speaking to you. It's that spirit that's been moving its energetic self into your awareness. It's that spirit that's been calling you, if you will, into a space, a certain space that we could call just a space of knowing, or we might call it an alternate reality space, where it's just I don't quite know where I am, but I'm in this space where it's a neutral space where just the spirit of my humanness is being downloaded, and being downloaded beautifully, and maybe being downloaded in ways that I can't even see or sense or know, but it's being brought to life in me. And so if I may close my talk and my talking with just some expression of what might be happening, what initiation, not just invitation, what we might be being initiated into right now, which of course is the sacredness, the beauty, the amazingness, and the total treasure that is this beautiful, amazing person that you are. You are totally divine in a human package. And you came into this human package. You took this human package form because you wanted to somehow fulfill divinity in a way that isn't fulfilled otherwise. Because you wanted to experience the totality of everything and every dimension and every space in the deepest experience of yourself. And that calling to experience the all as you is being brought alive. That calling in a renewed and new, fresh way to be the divine in a human wrapping, in a human context, in a human juice is being brought alive. That calling to look at your human self, your human life, your human world, your human reality, and to treasure that you like the divine treasures that you, to love and honor that you regardless of what any other mental system might define as your problem, your lack, your issue, your fault, your whatever. Those are, if I may be so bold and terrible as to say it, call it this, those are all lies. They're just make-believe, made-up stories that simply give life and give seeming evidence to the story that you may or may not be called to, but I'm assuming that if you have been called to it in this year, 2014, you are not any longer called to it. And so, in the place of that story, everything in you is now perhaps downloading into you, uploading onto you, bringing to life in and through you, bringing into a tangible, feelable, experienceable, graspable, knowable form that power that you need right now and for this year to create this wondrous being that you are anew and make of yourself the very human that you truly came here to be. In that focus, in that dedication, in that commitment, in that project, in that launching, in this January of 2014, I join with you in love, in devotion, in total adoration, in absolute support, and so do all the rest of us. Because while you don't need us, you are so not alone. You are so plugged into and supported by and loved and empowered by that very divine spirit, the spirit of humanness, the spirit that the divine holds about being human. And often I have the thought, I don't know that I've ever said it, I think sometimes if I would anthropomorphize the divine, if I would make the divine human, I would say, I think the divine is jealous of being human. And that's why the divine put himself, herself, itself into human form as you and as me and as us is so that it can be tangible. And that power to make the divine tangible in you is your gift right now and right here. And I thank you. Thank you for embracing welcoming that spirit of humanness that lives in you and is here to boogie, to express, and to create you anew through this remarkable year. Well, and it is my utter joy to open this up into any kind of sharing that any of you would like to do. And I'm talking slowly because I'm calling myself back from the realm I've been in as I've been talking with you. So for those of you who would like to share anything, and again, because this is our sacred time of like satsang and inspiration, I'm asking that you not express questions to me to answer, because that pulls us a little bit too much into the linear mind. But if those of you on the phone would like to ask a question, you need only press *2, and then I get a little signal that you've raised your hand. If you're on the web, all you need to do is where that little box is, write whatever it is, and I will find that in any moment. And I've been on the web looking. There's nobody sending me anything yet. And if there's anything, there is somebody on the web. And let me see. What do I do here? Yes, I do this because a couple times I've just cut somebody off. This is somebody with area code 301. Hi there.
Well, I'm on the telephone. Selena.
Oh, my goodness, Selena, of all wonderful people. Hello.
Hi. I just really wanted to say a great big thank you to both you and Donna.
Oh.
And let you know I'm here and wishing you a wonderful year.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so sweet of you, and we wish you exactly the same thing. Thank you, Selena. That was very precious. Okay. Uh-huh. And I have someone here who is area code 760, and as they say, you are on the line.
Hi, Bill. This is Terry.
Oh, Carrie. Carrie?
Hi.
Yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
Carrie.
Oh, I got
Carrie.
You.
Yes, I'm the group of 13 here.
Don't remind me. Yes, go
yeah.
ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry, but it had to be done. Well,
yes.
Happy New Year. Happy
yes.
New Year, first of all. And it's just a joy to be here with you this evening. I was so looking forward to this evening and hearing you and Donna's lovely, lovely voices. But I just wanted to thank you. That just felt like one just giant, big initiation that I experienced when you were speaking, and I just want to thank you.
Oh, how sweet of you. Thank you. That is just so touching. That's just precious. Thank you so very much. Okay. And Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, and you're welcome.
All right. Good. Okay. Let me see here. Hold on just a second. I'm going to go to the web and push refresh and see if anything's here, and nothing is here, so back. I'm so proud of myself, by the way, that I've learned, how to maneuver this whole teleconference thing. And, of course, no sooner do I say that than I'll mess something up. Is there anyone else who would like to, I'll just give it another minute, to share anything? And if so, again, *2 on your phone, and nothing else on the web. Oh, there's one more person. Oh, this is so cool. This person's name is Anonymous. I love that. So, Anonymous, you are so on.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
This is Mark Okita.
Oh, Mark, my buddy. Hello.
I'm no longer anonymous.
So, good, good. That's what the world's been waiting for.
I just wanted to share that, you know, every year I put blessings from the light for the beginning of each year on my website. And this year I also got that it was about empowerment.
Oh, wow.
And the way I spelled it was IAM-POWER-MEANT. Like, we're meant to be powerful.
Oh, thank you. Would you say that one more time?
Empowerment is I am power meant, meant to be powerful.
Meant to be. Wow. Thank you. I never heard that before. That is beautiful. Oh, and Mark, aloha to you. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful sharing
and
a powerful blessing. I just want to say to everyone, Mark is an amazing, not just healer, he's an amazing presence, and he's just a powerful blesser of humanity, and thank you for the way he's blessed us.
Oh, Bill, thank you. You know, if we have the time, I want to just share maybe something else.
Oh, sure. Share away.
In helping people to realize that empowerment for this year, I really felt like that power is already present. Like you said, the creativity, it's only that we learn to become disempowered.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are three ways that I saw, kind of general ways that we tend to disempower ourselves.
Oh,
and
wow.
One is the sense of victimhood, of course. But it comes in more subtly as resentment, trying to be responsible, sacrificing. And I think this year to be really alert to the ways we kind of fall into resentment by trying to be responsible or sacrifice to others.
Yeah.
And another way is the way we assume that things are bad. You know how Don Miguel Ruiz has this don't make assumptions?
Yes.
And the most powerful one to me was when we assume that something is inherently bad. I think that's the major assumption of how we disempower ourselves.
Mm.
Like, never, ever assume anything is bad. I think that's so liberating.
Wow, wow. That's a great mantra, actually.
That's all.
Oh, Mark, thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Bill, for
beautiful.
Your
You're so welcome. Yes, and thank you again. Wow, okay. And, by golly, there's one more person here who is not anonymous. This person is area code 718, and you are unmuted. Hi there.
Hello. This is the first time listening to you, and I just wanted to say thanks. First of all, I wanted to congratulate you and your wife for your anniversary and your years together, because it's such a blessing when people can maintain their marriage and then evolve spiritually while married in partnership. That's totally awesome. Congratulate you, beloved Tarnette. And secondly, I really enjoyed when you started speaking, after you started teaching, talking, I guess, and the second part of what you did, because when you started talking about divinity and the cells of our being and filling our body, I could really feel an expansiveness with that. And I just wanted to thank you for that. A little dose of God. I needed it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got what you needed. That's marvelous. And thank you so much for that beautiful sharing. And thank you for the beautiful expression to Donna and me. We are just enormously blessed, and I do feel like and a lot of people tell us this too, that our relationship is a model somehow. It's one model of just what you said, and that is how a relationship can be everything, just all wrapped up in one. And I embarrassed Donna the other night with another group by telling her how much I loved her. But this relationship just goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and gets bigger and bigger, and feels more and more sacred all the time. And basically, Donna and I basically spend our time just lovingly adoring each other, and it's just the sweetest thing that I could ever imagine. And how I got that blessed is beyond me. So so thank you. And let me just look at one more thing on the web. Alrighty. Actually, we got a message on the web. I'm feeling so excited and inspired about my humanness, my divine embodiment. I feel so fortunate. Thank you to all. Lots of love and a very happy new year of complete freedom to simply, in capitals, be. That was absolutely exquisite. Thank you. And And I think, oh my goodness, I just looked at the trusty clock. All right, which one of you turned the clock ahead? There's no excuse for that. I want to, first of all, just as an announcement, as you know, we do this the second Thursday of every month, and probably the photo that Donna has up there on the web right now is one where she has written in that our next time will be Thursday, February 13th. Fortunately, it's not Friday the 13th because that would be just so terrible. Anyway, I thought I'd give it a try. Anyway, so Thursday the 13th, and should you feel called to join us, this time really is, it's not primarily a teaching time. It's not primarily a processing time. It's a blessing time, and it's an inspiration time, and it's a time where we just kind of submit ourselves, if you will, to the divine and to the magic and the grace and the miracle of spirit, and just let ourselves get created. Just let ourselves get created. And what I loved about this evening is that the way we got created included a bringing alive from within each of us that power to create, so that we are not just the recipients of the creative force, the creative juice of life. We are also the participants in it. And so if there is a final message, which I think also is a blessing for me, it is that one of the ways I feel deeply moved to spend this year with you, even if we never would talk one-on-one individually, even if it's just our in-spirit connection, even if it's our light-filled connection of oneness, even if it's our heart-filled connection of love, even if there are no words exchanged, the way I feel moved to join you, support you, love you, honor you, empower you this year is by supporting this amazingly rich, self-contained, powerful, powerful, authoritative self that you are. And so I think the blessing in that is the blessing not just of my support, Donna's support, but the support of all of us. There's power in the individual, and equally there is such power when, quote, two or more are gathered, when a group comes together with not just a singular focus, but with an equal and shared openness into the divine truth, the cosmic truth, the huge, huge truth, the deep truth of who we are and what we are. I love you. I am excited about joining with you in this precious year and making 2014 the year that maybe we never even dreamed it could be. So that's my loving commitment. Thank you all so very, very, very much. I would love to wake myself up to what I need to do in order to unmute all of us. And yes, of course, focus, Bill. You can do this. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And have us all, again, both here on the phone and on the web, and those who are joining us later, just have us all be present to each other. We can express it with the words goodbye. We can express it with loving words. We can express it in any words we want. And here we are. We're all unmuted. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so